Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday morning, all you fine folks out there in Radioland. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from sunny Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of this afternoon's ballgame between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, or the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today, we have the sixth and final game of a six-game series for you. Mets trying to get out of town with the 3-3 split. Jupiter trying to get a home series victory for the second time this year. Jupiter won three of the first four games in the series, but then the Mets came back last night to win their second game in the series by a score of 6-3. Mets got up 3-0. Jupiter tied it, but then William Lugo, who won the game offensively for the Mets on Thursday, provided the big two-out, two-run single up the middle in the top of the seventh yesterday to put the Mets ahead for good, and good pitching by the bullpen helped the Mets finish the night off. So the Mets enter today's game with a 9-5 record that is first place in the Florida State League East Division. Daytona and Jupiter are tied for second at 7-7, two games back. So no matter what happens today, the Mets are going into tomorrow's off day in first place. Palm Beach is 6-8, three games out, in fourth place. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is 10-4, best record overall in the league. Bradenton is 8-6, two games behind the Mighty Muscles. Clearwater's ripped off five straight wins. They are tied with Lakeland and Tampa for third at 6-8, four games behind leading Fort Myers. And then Dunedin is 5-9, five games behind Fort Myers. Other games around the Florida State League this afternoon. Fort Myers is at Dunedin at noon. Tampa at Clearwater at noon. Clearwater going for the rare six-game sweep. Palm Beach is at Lakeland. That's at 1 o'clock. And the dreaded 5:35 start for the poor Bradenton Marauders on the road in Daytona. Really cannot tell you how much I hate that 5:35 Daytona start on getaway day. We've already had to do it once, and we'll have to do it later in the season in July. Today, it's Bradenton on the wrong end of that. First pitch here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is set for noon. Should be very close to an on-time start. No rain in the forecast, just about a perfect day weather-wise for baseball. We'll take a quick break on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's series finale.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here at the Dean, which for the second time in the series is closed to the general public. We also had that on Tuesday in the opener. It was nice to have fans in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with crowds on Saturday and Wednesday being the best. But it's create your own energy for the players today. Only those who made it in on the players' pass list are in attendance. No concessions, no fun on field between inning games, just a quiet day at the ballpark. Let's go over today's starting pitching matchup. We will begin with the Mets. We're coming full circle as Dominic Hamill is getting the start this afternoon. Hamill started Tuesday's game here in Jupiter. He went 4 2/3, giving up 6 hits and 3 runs, 2 earned. He walked 3 and struck out 6 in the Mets' 4-1 loss, and he took the loss as the Mets' offense could not bail him out. I thought, for the most part, Hamill looked pretty good. Did walk a batter with the bases loaded. His final batter he faced, he threw 79 pitches. We'll see how Hamill goes today. Also expect to see Carson Seymour today. We have not seen Carson since last Sunday at home against Clearwater for an inning. Hamill's totals on the season in his two starts, 8 2/3, 11 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts. He was the Mets' third-round pick last year out of Dallas Baptist, the all-time single-season strikeout leader for that highly touted university. Hamill on the mound for the Mets, making his third start for St. Lucie. The starter for Jupiter is Sandro Bargallo. Bargallo making his second start for Jupiter and his first of this series. Bargallo, in 2 games this season for Jupiter, has been good. It's been short outings. 9 innings, 5 hits, only 1 run, 6 walks, and 12 strikeouts. Bargallo, a lefty, only 20 years old, from Cuba, signed by the Marlins in May of 2019, pitched in the Dominican Summer League that year, and then in 2021 pitched in Florida Complex League, going 1-3 in 12 games, an 8.13 ERA for the FCL Marlins. So Bargallo versus Hamill, your starting pitching matchup. Lineups will begin with the Mets. Looks a little different today without Zhuwei Lin and Alex Mears in the lineup. Carlos Dominguez will lead off and play right field. Stanley Consuegra bats second and plays center. Sherman Newton, the birthday boy, 23 today, is batting third and playing short. William Lugo bats cleanup, and he is at third base. Justin Guerra bats fifth. He's at second. Raul Bercierta had a big double late last night. He's the DH hitting sixth. Jack Thomas Wold has had a tough series. Got a day off yesterday. He's batting seventh. He's at first. Jose Rivera hits eighth. He's the catcher. Omar De Los Santos is in left field. That rounds out your Mets order. For the Hammerheads, Khalil Watson will lead off in DH today. Isan Diaz on minor league baseball rehab assignment. That's second. He's at third. He was hitless yesterday. Jose Salas bats third. He plays second base. Brady Allen has had a nice series. He's the right fielder and cleanup hitter. Osiris Johnson, he of the mighty cut and swing, bats fifth. He is in center. Christian Rodriguez is the shortstop hitting sixth. Cameron Barstad will catch and hit seventh. Zach Zubia hits eighth. He's at first. And Jorge Caballero is in left field, batting ninth. Managers have finished their plate meeting. Actually did a few minutes ago. Angel Espada for Jupiter. Robbie Robinson for the Mets. Home plate umpire is Denver Dangerfield. And the field, it is Garrett Griffin. And with that, the Jupiter Hammerheads have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. Pregame show in the books. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, first pitch in the series finale between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe in the Mets win. Mazika, the walk-off winner. Pitch, Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Acuna. Ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Urania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time. One last time this week for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Mets won their first two series of the year, 2-1 over Jupiter, 5-1 over Clearwater. Best they can hope for in this series is a 3-3 split. After Jupiter won the first two, Mets got a win on Thursday. Jupiter won on Friday. And the Mets won 6-3 last night to give themselves a fighting chance to win the weekend and go 3-3 on the road. Again, Mets 9-5, first place alone in the East. Regardless of the outcome today, the Mets will be enjoying an off day in first. Third off day of the season coming up tomorrow. Then we'll be back at Clover Park for the second home series of the year against the familiar Daytona Tortugas next Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up through next Sunday. Margallo throwing his final warm-up pitch. Throw down to second complete by Cam Barstad. And up comes Carlos Dominguez. Takes over the role of leadoff hitter with Alex Mears getting the day off. And Zhu Weilin also off. Mets in the road graze today. For the third time in the series, Jupiter and the home whites. Margallo, the lefty from Cuba, gets the go-ahead from home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. First pitch is on the way, and it is tapped foul for strike one. And we are underway. First pitch 12:02, 79 degrees and partly cloudy in Jupiter today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Dominguez is granted time, or I think the catcher called time. Timeouts don't last very long, as Mike Margallo already set and delivering a pitch to the backstop for ball one. Well, here we are, six games into the series, and there's only been one home run hit in the series, and that was by this man, Dominguez. With the wind blowing in from right today, I think we're going to be hard-pressed to see any balls leave this ballpark. Dominguez swings and misses at a fastball, and it's 1-2. Dominguez 4-for-15 in the series. Waits the breaking ball and swings over the top and strikes out. Leadoff man retired by Margallo.
Now, batting the center fielder,
Stanley Consuegra, who's had a wild series which featured a couple of automatic strike three calls for pitch clock violations. An ejection last night took a walk in the first inning off the Major League rehabber Dylan Floro. Might be the best at-bat anybody has had for either side in the entire series, especially considering it sparked a two-run rally. And here he slugs one into left field. That'll chase Caballero back. It's over his head, off the warning track, over the wall. Consuegra into second with a ground rule double. That was a laser off Stanley's bat. Zipped right over the head of Caballero. All he could do is watch it bounce off the dirt and over the wall.
Now batting the shortstop, number 20, Shervin Newton.
Well, hard to tell if that ball had stayed in the park, Stanley had a chance to go to third. Not quite sure. He was cruising into second base, had his eye on it the whole way, and knew it went over the wall. A one-out double, and it brings up the league leader in doubles, the birthday boy, Shervin Newton. Shervin yesterday had a first-inning double. Put the Mets on the board. Can he do it again? He has seven doubles on the season. First pitch, he fists it foul into the net for strike one. Swager looks around, making sure he knows where the defenders are. Out at second, he's staying close to the bag. As Salas is nearby. Margallo steps off and takes a look back at Stanley. That is step off number one. Has one left in this at-bat. A breaking ball for a called strike on the corner. Nothing at two. Dangerfield, the umpire, calling his own balls and strikes, but we do have the challenge system in effect today. Teams went crazy with it yesterday. Fastball fouled away. Jupiter was challenging early and often. I had Jupiter with seven challenge calls, including one that they should not have had by my count. And talking to Robbie Robinson, he was in the same boat as I was. Thought they got an extra one. Consuegra trying to run, and he will take third base as the pitch goes high. Barstad can't hold on to it, and it trickles towards the backstop. It's a stolen base because Consuegra was on the move as the pitch was being delivered. No play at third as Barstad could not catch it cleanly. Pitch up high for ball one. Argayo with the 1-2 to Newton, and it's in the dirt. Good eye by Shervin. Two balls, two strikes. One thing I noticed about the challenges yesterday is, you know, the umpires don't write them down. So if a team is challenging that many times, it's kind of hard for the umpire to keep track, too. I don't know who's in charge of keeping track of how many challenges are remaining. I think Jupiter might have got an extra one. Newton swings and misses at the curveball and strikes out. Two down. Can't drive in. Consuegra at third.
Number 12, William Lugo.
And it'll be up to William Lugo again to try to get the Mets offense into gear. He's been the major source of offense in the series. Leads the team with three RBIs in the five games. It's been tough sledding offensively. Lugo takes a breaking ball outside. No score, two outs. Mets threatening with a runner on third, but needing a hit. Argayo's pitch, a check swing. I think Lugo went on appeal. He did. Garrett Griffin, the base umpire, calling that a swinging strike. One pitch, swung on and missed the fastball. 1-2. Well, no question the Mets have had great difficulties with strikeouts in this series. And they have struck out 66 times in 45 innings at the plate. There's a ball up high, 1-2. Well, 68 times now in 45 and two-thirds innings. Over a third of the Mets plate appearances this series have resulted in a strikeout. Trying not to strike out three times here in the first. The 2-2 from Margallo is swung on and missed. So Dominguez, Newton, and Lugo all strike out swinging on pitches that were not strikes. That is also an unfortunate theme for the Mets in this series, swinging at pitches way out of the zone. Consuegra got to third with one out. Mets can't drive him in. No score as Dominic Hamill makes his second start of the series after the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's It's why you join Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Cleo Watson leading off for Jupiter in the bottom of the first, no score. Dominic Hamill, his first pitch, a strike at the knees. Interesting to see the dynamic of Hamill pitching against these hammerheads. Who has the upper hand? As this one's lined to left, and that is going to get down all the way to the corner. For Watson, he's going to hustle into second with a stand-up triple. Double. He's fast. He's not that fast. And who's going to have the advantage here? Hamill, because he's seeing the Hammerheads hitters a second time, or the Hammerheads who are seeing Hamill for a second time? Early edge to Jupiter. Son Diaz up, went 0 for 4 with two strikeouts and a walk yesterday. Part of that Christian Yelich deal. The last piece remaining that the Marlins got back from the Brewers, they designated him for assignment in spring training. Hooked back on as a minor leaguer with Miami. On rehab assignment from AAA Jacksonville. Something we learned last year. You can have a minor league rehab assignment in Single A. First pitch a ball, second pitch low as well. It's 2-0. Hamill looks back to Watson. The 2-0 pitch sails wide. 3-0. That's already action in the bullpen. This seems planned. Carson Seymour down there. Fly ball, right center field. On the move is Consuegra. He's going to make the catch. Watson's going to attempt the tag to third. The Mets got a chance, but it's up the line. Lugo backpedaling just to save it. Long throw from Consuegra. Watson safe at third, tagging. That's a long throw for Consuegra to make in right center field. Man, it's got to be pinpoint accurate to have any hope to get a speedy Watson. About 5 feet past third. Next up, Jose Salas, and he takes a curveball for a strike. Salas off yesterday. 18-year-old waits on this pitch. Ball inside. He's had a nice series, 4 for 12. Couple of walks, on base percentage, .429. Hamill's pitch is foul tip for a strike. 1-2. No score. One out, runner on third in the bottom of the first. Breaking ball right in there for a called third strike. Sit down, Jose Salas. One key strikeout for Hamill to keep Watson at third base. That might have been one of the best pitches he's thrown all season. Again, MLB Pipeline ranks him high in the Mets system, calls him a spin rate darling. He used all of his spin rate right there. Good pitch. Now here's Brady Allen. Can Hamill get around that leadoff double? He delivers a slider for a strike on the inside corner. Second pitch, fastball, 1-1. That curveball he got the strikeout on. Spin rate of 28.37. Curve at 75 miles an hour, right high in the zone. Fastball shot foul. Strike two on Allen. A 1-2. Curveball got him swinging and missing. Strike three, sit down, Brady Allen. Hamill excited after that pitch. Well done. Good job pitching around the leadoff double by Watson. Gets a fly out, back-to-back strikeout. So both teams a chance in the first inning, but can't make contact with the runner on third. Scoreless heading to the second. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Guerrera, Barrasierta, Wold, all hit for the Mets in the second against Margallo. Worked around a double and a stolen base with one out in the first by getting back-to-back strikeouts. Guerrera fouls one away. Not to continue to belabor the point, but it is a stat worth pointing out that half the outs the Mets have made in this series have been strikeouts. Just got to find a way to put that ball in play. I thought yesterday, early at least, Mets did a much better job of not chasing. Kind of got off that plan in the middle of the game. Found enough in the end. Here's Guerrera grounding out to first. So all these new rules put into effect in the minors in an attempt to get more action in the game, increase the pace of play. I mean, it's early, only through 14 full games, but noticed around the league and around minor league baseball, strikeouts are way up, hitting is down as this ball's fouled off. Time of game has sped up. I think that's good, but it's just a speedy game with a lot of strikeouts. Is that what baseball is looking for? By the way, Jupiter struck out a third of its plate appearances. There's a swing and a miss from Barrasierta. So, you know, it's not just the Mets struggling to make contact. It's Jupiter, too, and around the league. Teams averaged over 11 strikeouts per game this week. There's a swing and a miss by Barrasierta chasing on a ball outside. He strikes out. Quickly two down for Margallo.
The first baseman, number 19, Jack Thomas.
He's now got four strikeouts. of the five outs he's recorded. Wold has had a tough series, now faces a tough lefty. Bargallo, and takes the ball inside. No score in this one. We had an 18-minute top of the first inning yesterday. Today, the entire first inning lasted 14 minutes. Seen back on track. Wold has had a tough series, just wears one on the tricep. Plunked. Down he goes to first. So Bargallo tries to bust him inside, comes in too far. Wold down to first with two outs. No score as Jose Rivera comes up. Rivera, nice game yesterday on three times. On an error, single, walk. We have time called. Why? Is it Wold? Oh, yeah, Wold at first base is trying to, looks like, get something on his hand. Equipment timeout. Now we're ready. Rivera checks his swing on the big curveball. Did not go. And that big sweeping, I don't know if it's a curve or a slider. It seems maybe a slurvy type pitch. It's at the back foot of these right-handers. I think Rivera, for the first time, actually held up. And he hits one foul. That one goes up the third base line, and it stays foul. One-one. Yeah, they call it a curveball at 80 miles an hour. That doesn't have that sharp bite that the slide piece does. But it's definitely not a 12-6 breaker. There's a foul tip off the catcher, Barstad. Ball and two strikes. Wold, not a big threat to run. Does have a nice lead. Pitch is high. Good take. 2-2 on Rivera. Rivera, 3-10, and even 300 average this series. Pitch comes home. There's the curve. It's low. Good eye, and it's a full count. Now Wold on first will be running with two outs on the payoff pitch. The inning started with the two quick outs, but now the Mets trying to make something of it, like they did in the first yesterday. Pitch delivered, and it swung on and missed. Rivera barks at himself for going after that. It did appear to be a good pitch, a fastball inside corner. Two more strikeouts for Bargallo. He struck out five Mets through two scoreless innings. Going to the bottom of the second, looks like Carson Seymour coming on for the Mets.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, five Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Here's Carson Seymour, all part of the pitching plan for Robbie Robinson, Victor Ramos, and the Mets. Bo Hamill started on Tuesday, went the 4 2/3, comes back around today and pitches one inning. Last series, Carson Seymour got the start against Clearwater, came around to Sunday, pitched one inning out of the pen. So we basically had the same plan here with separate pitchers. Here's a pop-up from Johnson on the infield, caught by Wold at first. And Seymour has an out on one pitch. So no, nothing wrong with Hamill. Anything like that, that was just the plan. Get an inning in. We'll see if the Mets deploy the same plan in the next series against Daytona. Their Tuesday starter comes back to pitch one inning on Sunday. There's a pitch for a strike. So really, it's almost been 2 weeks since Seymour got the bulk of a game. He went four beautiful innings last Tuesday against the Threshers. Gets a swing and a miss here on Rodriguez, and he's quickly ahead 0-2. Seymour, five scoreless innings with just one hit in his two games, both against the Threshers. Fastball up high. Series opener last week. Four innings, one hit, no runs, and then he pitched a perfect inning last Sunday in relief against Clearwater. Got the win. I only think he threw like eight pitches. He did. It's a ball inside. It's 2-2. Seymour, 23, Mets six-round pick from Kansas State last year. There's a grounder softly hit out to second. This will be scooped up, and the low pitch is no good by Guerrero. Well, a slow bouncer. Guerrero rushed the underhand throw to Wold off target. Probably looking at an error here. Guerrero feeling the squeeze with Rodriguez busting it down the line. Hard to believe that they would consider that a hit, though. One on, one out for Cameron Barstad. First pitch, a high fastball. Well, Brennan McDonald, longtime official scorer, including some for the Miami Marlins. He's the official scorer today. I trust him totally. He calls that an error. I have to agree with him. One count on Barstad. Grounds one back to Seymour. Throws to second for one. Easy throw from Newton back to first base for the double play. 1-6-3 in your scorebook at home. I know you're keeping it. On the double play, erases the error. Seymour faces just three batters in his first inning of work. Off we go to the third. No score in Jupiter.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Not a whole lot happening through the first couple of innings. We're back to our speed rate. Played the first two innings in under half an hour. The only reason we're a little delayed coming out of the break here, I won't even call it a delay, Cameron Barstad was the one who hit in that double play to end the second. Barstad, the catcher, go back and strap on all his gear. And he comes out from the dugout, and he gets one pitch from Bargallo, and that's it. Throws down to second, and now we go with Omar De Los Santos leading off. And he grounds one right side and punches it through for a base hit. Away from Salas, through the hole, leadoff single. And we've been one time through the order. How did the Mets fare against Bargallo? Not that well. They got a double by Consueger. That was nice. They got the single by De Los Santos. That's good as well. But once again, too many strikeouts. 5 of the 9 batters striking out all swinging. By my count, I believe only one was actually on a pitch in the strike zone. Carlos Dominguez, one of those strikeout victims chasing, takes a ball low. No score, leadoff man on base. Good speed on first from De Los Santos. He's running in the Mets, and they have him picked off. Throw down to second by the first baseman Zubi in time to Salas. So there it is, erased. De Los Santos didn't get a good read on that pickoff throw. He did do the right thing. He didn't stop. Once you go, just go. And a pickoff caught stealing. 1-2-6. 1-2-4. Dominguez chops one out to third. Gloved by Diaz. The throw just in the nick of time. Very smoothly done by Diaz, but still close. Dominguez is out. Two down.
Number 5, Stanley Consueger.
And Swager comes up with nobody on. Swager doubled in the first, stole third with one out, but was stranded. Rounds one deep to third. Diaz will pick it up in fair territory. Long throw off the bag comes Zubia. Ball bounces away into the Mets bullpen. Consueger's going to go to second, slides on the bag, slips and walks back as the throw comes in from the right fielder, Allen to third. So Consueger finds himself on second base again. I think he's going to get credit for infield hit and then and throwing error on the third baseman Diaz. I thought that ball might have been foul. I mean, Diaz gloved it before it got to the base, like right near the line. Umpire signaled fair, and then Diaz's off-balance throw just no good. That was a tough play. It might have hit off of De Los Santos. Hit off of somebody out at first base and then careened away. Now before Newton bats on his birthday, we have a mound visit as Barstad goes out to talk to Bargallo. Yeah, it's a hit for Stanley, as I thought it should be. Hit in an error. So Stanley 2 for 2, he's halfway to a cycle. Got the tough parts to go, right? Triple and a home run. Well, Newton struck out. That's not good on your birthday. He needs a birthday hit. He's the second St. Lucie Met to celebrate a birthday and a game day this season. First was Cesar Berbessi. He homered on his birthday last week. Breaking ball outside. That was Caesar's first home run of the season, his first hit of the season. Consuegra stretching his legs, high knees out on second. It's that big secondary lead. Here's a changeup outside. 2-0 on Newton. No score, but the Mets trying to take advantage of the two-out hit and error. Time called. For Jupiter, that error, it's 21st of the season. Came in with a .959 fielding percentage. That's not good. That is second worst in the league. Newton grounds one out to second. Charging in is Salas. He's got it. The throw to first in plenty of time to retire Newton. Does not seem pleased with that result. Swagger stranded in scoring position for the second time in this game. No score, mid-3. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Carson Seymour throws a fastball at the knees of Zach Zubia for a called strike one. Seymour got a double play in the second, pitch around an error. It's a 9-pitch first inning for him. Breaking ball goes high. Looking at the numbers for Seymour last inning. Listed him as throwing a couple, one four-seam fastball, a bunch of sinkers, and a cutter. You can trust the Hawkeye technology to classify the pitches. Fastball for a strike. And he topped out at 95. Bottomed out at 88. There's a slider swung on and missed. Strike three. Sit down, Zach Zubia. Is that a tight slider? Are they just going to call that the cutter again? I don't know if I trust Hawkeye for everything. Pretty reliable. But we'll go to the source after the game. Fastball outside for ball one to Caballero, the left fielder. No score, one out, nobody on base in the bottom of the third. Seymour's pitch paints the outside corner. Well, that strikeout pitch on Zubia classified as a cutter. 88. Ball scorched foul. Look out in the Mets dugout down there. Oscar Perez, systems associate. And Ed Delaney, Mets minor photographer. Give Ed a catcher's mask and a chest protector. There's a ball outside to Caballero. 2-2. There's actually more people in the building than I thought. Pass list must have been pretty big. It's still not a lot, close to the public, but more than I figured at the start. 2-2, and a fastball away. That's a full count. Payoff pitch, fastball, knocked out of play to the right. A high heat. Caballero still looking for his first hit. 0-2 in two games. 0-5, rather. And he takes a ball low. Ball bounced in front of home plate. A one-out walk, just the second walk in six innings this season for Seymour.
Number three, Khalil Watson.
Back to the top in Watson. First batter for Jupiter of the day. The only Hammerhead to get a hit first time through. He doubled off of Hamill into the left field corner. Was stranded on third. He pops one foul. Speaking of Hamill, his final line. One inning, one hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. 14 pitches, nine strikes. We'll see Dominic next week back at home against Daytona. One would figure, at least. Fastball up high. A ball and a strike. See more from the stretch. Caballero leading off first. Pitch is grounded out towards second. Scooped up by Newton. He runs to the base and does not beat Caballero there. Everybody's safe. And Caballero a little hobbled as he pops up. I think the umpire, Garrett Griffin, got that one right. I think Newton's momentum was taking him away from the bag when he fielded it. Then he had to stop and start up again to run to second and just could not beat Caballero there. Easier play might have been just throwing to first. You know, in that situation, you don't get the lead runner. It would have been an out. And again, with Watson running, maybe not. Here's a drag bunt drop down by Diaz. It's fielded by Seymour. He throws over to first in time. That's a good job by Seymour to race off the mound, pick up that ball, which was a hard bunt. Because if it got by him, Guerrera playing back would not have been able to make a play. So Diaz, probably going to get credit for a sack bunt just to be on the safe side. But that looked like a bunt for a hit to me. That's two outs, and Jose Salas is up. Runners at third and second now. It is a sack bunt. There's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Now, a few official scores have told me over the year, you know, on those bunts like that, those surprise bunts that advance runners, it's just safer to call it a sack bunt. You know, as the score broadcaster, you don't know the signs, you don't know the game plan. So to just assume he's trying to get a hit on a bunt, that's probably too much assumption. So it doesn't really harm anybody calling it a sack bunt. There's a swing and a miss by Salas, and now it's a 1-2 count. We're scoreless in the third. Seymour trying to keep it that way. And his 1-2 pitch is grounded right side to Guerrera. Scoops it right up, throws to first. Easy play for the third out. Good job by Seymour getting around the walk, the fielder's choice that didn't get anybody out. Sack bunt, ground out, inning over. Game remains scoreless after three.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Leading off the board, the third baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
William Lugo is set to lead off the fourth inning for the Mets. A scoreless affair with Jupiter, this Sunday series finale. Lugo 0-for-1 at the strikeout against Sandro Bargallo. Bargallo throws a swinging strike one. Ball fouled off to the right. Oh, and two from Bargallo, and he gets a swing and a miss, and Lugo down on strikes for the second time. That's his sixth strikeout. And now Guerrera, who handled that last ground ball out to get the Mets out of trouble. Still relatively early in this game, in the fourth inning. We're now in the early part of the middle innings. As this ball is shot out to center, chasing back is Johnson. He's going to make an over-the-shoulder grab. Good read by the center fielder, two up, two down. But you do get the suspicion that, you know, the team that scores first in this game is really going to have an advantage. And this is unfolding a lot like Thursday's game, which was won by the Mets 1-0. Wednesday's game won by Jupiter 2-0. There's a ball off the end of the bat of Bear Sierta for strike one. Over towards the Mets dugout. Ball outside. Your final scores in this series so far. Jupiter 4-1 win. Jupiter 2-0 win. Mets 1-0 win. Jupiter 4-3. Mets 6-3. So we have been getting a little higher score the last couple of games. This pitch is a ball. And so far it's been a sleepy Sunday for the bats. There's a ball fouled away. I mean, three hits for the Mets, just one for Jupiter. Jupiter only had one hit yesterday against Calvin Ziegler. And Jupiter hitting 205 in the series entering today. And that's 217. There's a ground ball punched fair over the first base bag. Good piece of hitting by Bear Sierta with the two-strike count. This went the other way, the little poke. First base side was vacated by Zubia. Bear Sierta. A two-out base knock. Mets' fourth hit of the game. Now Jack Thomas Wold is back up for the first time since being plunked on the back of the right arm. No worse for the wear. And Wold takes a curveball for a strike. We've not had any challenges yet. challenge heavy yesterday. Swold swings and misses. They've had no clock violations either. There's a ball spoiled on a grunt as the pitch came in from Bargallo. No score, two outs, runner on first, top of the fourth. Pitches in the dirt, kicks away. Barstad finds it before Bercierta can take off. Yeah, yesterday I had the two teams combining for 11 challenges on ball strike calls and three clock violations. Again, I think Jupiter was given an extra challenge, unless I wrote it down wrong. I don't think I'm the only one that thinks that. Ground ball to first, fielded foul by Zubia. He tried to rush to that ball up the line before it could turn foul, but couldn't quite make contact with it in fair territory. Would have been an easy out number three, and he got to it. Wold, see another pitch. Bargallo set, timeout is called. Late. Count stays 2-2, and the clock begins counting down from 18 again. Pitch is skied into center field, freezes Johnson for the moment. Now the outfielder ranges to his right, makes the catch towards left center for the third out. Wold retired. Good inning for Bargallo. He's tossed four shutout innings. Carson Seymour returns to the mound for the Mets. No score, middle of the fourth inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Brady Allen, who struck out in the first inning against Dominic Hamill at the plate as we start the home fourth, and he takes a strike from Carson Seymour. Seymour, two scoreless innings, had to do a little work last inning to strand two in scoring position. There's a ground ball out to Sherman Newton at short. Takes a high hop, he sticks with it, good throw. Allen's out. Each team has made an error today. The Mets, by and large, have improved defensively since the start of the year. And at that start of the season, I mean, three games in Daytona on that turf field with the sun in the eyes of certain players, the way the field is positioned, the time of game, that was a tough start. Here's a ground ball, base hit by Johnson. a hanging breaking ball. And that is the first hit off of Seymour, the second hit total for Jupiter. Johnson now 1-for-2. That was a tough start to the season for the Mets defensively. They were better last week, and they've been good enough this week. Middle of the pack defensively with 971 fielding percentage. One on, one out for Rodriguez, who reached on an error last time up. He takes a called strike on the corner. No score, one on, one out, bottom of the fourth. Fastball swung through and missed. 0-2 count. Fastball inside, snatched by Mets catcher Rivera, keeping it from going to the backstop. 1-2 count. Runner starts and stops. Ball is knocked out of play to the left. Foul keeps it 1-2. Seymour set, holding the glove up high under his chin. Delivers a pitch that swung through and missed. Strike three, sit down, Christian Rodriguez. Second strikeout for Seymour. Makes it two outs in the fourth. Brings up Cameron Barstad. Barstad bounced into a double play his first time up. Can't do that this time, not with two outs. Swings through a pitch, strike one. It's that cutter again. Fastball, tails outside. Runner tries to sneak into second. The throw to get him? Did he get him? No. Well, Johnson catches the Mets napping. On Rivera's just throw back to the mound, Johnson took off to second. Seymour quickly unleashed a throw to second base. And a close play, but Johnson's safe. I think that's the right call. Newton tried to sell it like he was out. Well, a lesson there to be learned by, I guess, the catcher and pitcher. As this ball is fouled away, that live ball, runner can go any time. It wasn't a lollipop throw by Rivera back to the mound by any means, just a standard toss back. But Johnson saw something where he thought he could sneak into second, and he did. Barstad takes this cutter inside. Seymour starts to walk off the mound, thought he might have had one. No challenge. 2-2, the runner in scoring position. The pitch home, swung on and missed. The good cutter strikes out Barstad, so that strange stolen base by Johnson doesn't bite the Mets as Seymour strikes out the last two in the inning. We played four scoreless at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, going to the fifth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before.
when tomorrow's a big day. Stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
We're back to normal on this Sunday afternoon. We're in the fifth inning in under an hour. Speedball as Jose Rivera, Omar De Los Santos, Carlos Dominguez set to bat against Bargallo. So once Dominguez comes up, it'll start to be the third time through the order. Maybe that will help the Mets against Bargallo. Was pitched four scoreless innings. And there's a ball inside. Mets have had a runner on every inning. They've stranded one every inning. And we have a umpire Denver Dangerfield saying to somebody in the Mets bullpen, can you close that gate down there? A good spot by him. Gate way down in the right field corner is open. Grant Hartwig will do the honors. Breaking ball high, 2-0. Rivera struck out swinging in the second, one of six strikeouts for Bargallo. A 2-0 pitch swung through and missed, 2-1. Teams had a chance each to score in the first inning. Both had a runner at third, one out. But then two consecutive strikeouts for each side. Ended that hope. There's a foul tip on a check swing. Strike two. Mets had a runner on second base with two outs in the third. Couldn't drive him in. Jupiter had second and third. Two outs in the third. Couldn't score. Breaking ball. Called strike on the outside corner. No challenge. After getting ahead, 2-0. Three consecutive strikes. Rivera has the seventh strikeout. For Bargallo. Omar De Los Santos is up. Omar singled on the ground through the right side of the infield in his first trip to the plate. It was in the third. It was picked off, caught stealing. As the ball fouled away. Strike one. Swinging through a fastball for strike two. Argaio's pitch fouled back off the net. No score, one out in the top of the fifth. 0-2 pitch coming again to De Los Santos. He takes the skipper in front of home plate. A little changeup on a Sunday afternoon for the Mets coaches. Notice Bryce Weary at first base, and Gilbert Gomez has been the third base coach today, not Robbie. Robbie on the top step of the dugout. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. De Los Santos strikes out. Throw down to first complete by the catcher, Barstead. Back-to-back strikeouts here to open the fifth inning. Mets have now K'd eight times. Again, over half their outs in the series coming via strikeout. Back to the top end, Dominguez. He is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. There's a pitch for a strike. Only Consuegra, Guerrera, and Wold have not struck out. A 0-1 pitch is out. 1-1. Margallo's pitch in the dirt. 2-1. Looking down in the Jupiter bullpen, nobody warming up. Margallo has lowered his season ERA to 0.66 in real time. The 20-year-old from Cuba making a big leap from last year to this year as he gets a swing and a miss from Dominguez to make it 2-2. He struggled last year, over 8 ERA in 12 games in the Complex League, and this series now shut down three different teams. The 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. Full count. And he can continue the trend. The Jupiter starters the first four games only walked one batter. Yesterday's starter, Floro, walked one. I don't really, technically he's the starter, but Bierman, who followed the scheduled starter, only walked one. And here's a pitch a foot in front of home plate for ball four. Dominguez draws the free pass, and there is the first walk of the game issued by Margallo. So again, now just three walks for Jupiter starters in the series. Consuegra's not been retired, double and a single in his first two trips up. Now he actually has a runner on base in front of him. See if he can get a big hit, drive Dominguez home. Be going on contact with two outs. No score in the fifth. Well, Dominguez trying to steal. Time is called. Pitch to the backstop. Was that an auto ball or not? Oh, we're going to have a dispute. Oh, boy. Margallo appears to have hurt himself. Trainer's coming out. Angel Espada, the manager, furious at the umpire Dangerfield, basically telling him this is on you for that late timeout call. Was it Consuegra who called timeout? Or I'm not sure why, but the throw was to the backstop as it was a very awkward delivery for Bergaglio, trying to stop himself but let it go. And now Espada has turned his attention from the mound and talking to the umpire right outside the batter's box. Denver Dangerfield getting animated as well. And Espada getting even more animated by these explanations from the umpire. Margallo, he's got his hands on his knees. He's behind the mound. He's trying to kick out his legs. And he's asking for a ball from the umpire. Throws it to him while he's getting an earful. He wants to throw a warm-up pitch here, but the discussion between the manager and the umpire kind of in his way. Glenn Dishman, pitching coach, is out there. And Sandy Crum, the athletic trainer, is out there. Now Espada going back to the mound. And we'll see. Well, I don't think it was an automatic ball. And Espada has just been ejected. He was walking back to the dugout and turned over his shoulder and said something to Dangerfield. And Dangerfield said, that's enough, and ejected him. And Dangerfield pulling out his notebook and writing it down, all while Espada is right up in his face. Here comes Garrett Griffin, the base umpire, to intervene. Boy, some raised voices there by Espada, who, if he just went back to the dugout and didn't say anything, would have stayed in the game. But he is really upset that his starting pitcher appeared to injure himself on that late timeout call. Oh, we have a F-word. You're F-word wrong. Okay. This is what happens when there's no fans in the stands to ground out the manager. we're going to have a pitching change as well. We'll have the new pitcher when we come back. Try to figure out what all is happening here. But it's going to be two outs, a runner on first, no score in the fifth. And a new pitcher when we return.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best I can tell, and there's some kind of replay here, is that there was an automatic ball called on the pitcher, Margallo. I mean, it was razor close. I mean, he was into his delivery as the umpire threw his hands up for the auto ball. And now Quiñones is on the mound facing Consuegra. It was in a 2-0 count. But looking at the replay, the six-second replay that we get, does not include the clock, but the pitcher, Margallo, immediately reaches down to his left calf as Consuegra pops one up on the infield and slams the bat. And this one's caught by Rodriguez, and the inning is over. So a lot happened there. On the other hand, not much, as a two-out walk is stranded. Consuegra out for the first time. Going to the home fifth, which means the halfway point. It's a scoreless game.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Zach Zubia at the plate as we start the bottom of the fifth. He takes a breaking ball for a strike from Seymour. Carson, 3 innings, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, some scoreless ball. Yet to allow a run this season. There's a pitch outside. Well, slowing down the six-second replay frame by frame on the auto ball from Bargallo. I mean, Bargallo begins his motion. He lifts his foot up to start his motion, and the foot is about, I don't know, a couple inches off the ground, and then the umpire throws his hands up. So it is almost simultaneous. But if you're going to break it down frame by frame, it does look like Bargallo started his motion before Dangerfield called time. And again, it's, I mean, we're talking milliseconds here. Bang, bang, without the benefit of, you know, replay in the game. It's almost impossible to tell in live, real time. So that just, to me, that's just unfortunate. There's a ball outside, and another adverse effect maybe of the clock that, you know, the umpire, you know, throws his hands up there as it expires, as the pitcher begins his motion, and the pitcher hurts himself as he tries to stop himself from throwing. There's a ground ball out to short. Newton scoops it up off to the side. The sidearm flip to first, and plenty of time to get Zubia. And cleanly and smoothly done by Shervin. One gone in the fifth. It was strange that, you know, Bargallo delivers the pitch high to the backstop, and then he grabs his left leg. You don't like to see injuries at all, but maybe from a hammerhead standpoint, like, at least it's not an arm injury. You can certainly understand why Espada would be upset the late timeout call. And the result is his pitcher getting hurt. He feels like he has to stand up for his player and take it out on somebody. Very strange circumstance there. It's the ball outside to Caballero. It's 2-1 on the 9-hitter. One out, no score in the bottom of the fifth. Seymour's pitch is fouled back this way. Two two. Caballero worked a walk his first time up, made his way to third base, was left there. Curveball. Just missed outside. We have a challenge. Seymour challenges the call. It is upheld. Mets lose a challenge. They have two left. Fastball grounded out to second. Picked up by Guerrera. Sidearms to first. And Caballero's out. 4-3. A couple of ground outs to the middle infielders.
Top of the order. Now batting the designated hitter. Number 3, Khalil Watson.
Khalil Watson up with two outs. Four straight retired by Seymour. First pitch, got him fishing. Swing and a miss, strike one. Now looking down in the Mets bullpen, Drake Osborne is getting set to warm up somebody. Looks like Dylan Hall. So Seymour could be coming to the end of his day as he throws sharp breaking ball that's inside. And I'm sure Carson would like the challenge, but after losing one moments ago, probably best just to carry on with the ball. 1-1 inside. Two balls and a strike. I mean, unless it's a blatant miss by the umpire, I think as a pitcher you wouldn't want to challenge it unless it's strike three. Here's a ground ball, base hit into center by Watson. He takes a turn halfway around first and goes back. Two-out single by Watson. The quiet Saturday night, he's 2-for-3 today. A yesterday he went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts and a walk. It's by far his worst game in the series. The young phenom, 16th overall pick for the Marlins. Victor Ramos going to head out to the mound for a visit. Mets pitching coach has timed these up well as he faces Eson Diaz comes up. Diaz, a sack bunt last time, back to Seymour. Maybe a reminder that Watson on first has speed. You got to at least pay attention to him. And also, not lose focus on Diaz, who has a lot of minor league and some major league experience. It's a brief visit. Just about the time Victor got out there, said a couple of words, and back he goes. That's another effect of the pitch clock is, you know, these pitching coaches can come on out and give their pitcher a rest that they otherwise could not get. There's a pitch for a strike. Snap throw to first by Rivera is high, but Wold corrals it. Watson safe. Diaz, along with the sack bunt, has a flyout. We're scoreless in the fifth. Watson not running, pitches outside. Ball one. Rivera sets up outside, runner goes, pitch is fouled back, and that one's off the roof. Does not appear to be rolling back like sometimes they do here in Jupiter. One and two. Seymour's pitch, runner doesn't go, it's high. Job by Rivera to jump out of his crouch to make the snag. Two and two. Seymour from the stretch. Watson not running again. Pitch is grounded right side and through for a base hit. Dominguez to it quickly. We'll keep Watson at second. Eson Diaz has his first hit in this minor league rehab assignment. Back-to-back singles with two outs in the fifth. Jose Salas will hit. Looking into the Mets' dugout. Robbie Robinson staying put. And Seymour ready to work to Salas quickly. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Look at fading changeup, strike one. Well, Salas was up in the third with runners at second and third and two outs and grounded out harmlessly. He's got another shot. 0 for 2 overall in the day. And he flies one into center field for Consuegra. And Stanley puts it away for out three. Seymour strands a pair in the home fifth. Sends this game to the sixth without a score. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you. Thanks for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Fast developing game here.
The shortstop, number 20, Shervin Newton.
We got Shervin Newton leading off the top of the sixth against Yolin Quiñones. Quiñones came in to retire Consuegra last inning when Bargallo departed with injury. There's Newton, who is 0-for-2 on his 23rd birthday, a strikeout and a ground out. He's played a good short, but once that birthday hit, takes the ball up. We're scoreless, just not that all unusual in this series. Quiñones closed out the 2-0 win for Jupiter on Wednesday. Well, not without its controversy. Here's a ball looped into shallow left, falling fast, but not before Caballero can get it. Newton to fly out to left, open the top of the sixth, one gone. Yeah, you recall the Mets had second and third, one out against Quiñones, down 2 in the ninth on Wednesday, and actually his bases loaded. Albert Suarez grounded to the first baseman. There's a ball outside. Zubia, who tried to start the game-ending double play. Rivera interfered at second base with Watson. Throw from Watson back to first went high into the dugout. Two Mets scored to tie the game, but quickly wiped out as they called interference on Rivera on his slide in a second. The right call. Mets did not have much of an argument. There's a ball fouled away. I don't think Rivera agreed, but upon seeing replays after the game, it was the right call and pretty easy one for the umpires to overturn. So Quiñones got the save, not without its excitement. There's a ball popped up by Lugo into shallow center. We got a lot of hammerheads there, and it's going to be Johnson in the end. The center fielder makes the catch, runs it all the way onto the infield dirt. And there were four hammerheads out there, and they all cleared out for Johnson.
Now batting the second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
Two up, two down, and Justin Guerrero will hit. 0-for-2 with the ground out and a fly out. First pitch, and he pops it up foul, straight back. Strike one. There's one that goes off the roof and down into the stands. There's a swing and a miss on a slider outside. Nothing and two. Both bullpens working. A lefty for Jupiter and Hall in the Mets bullpen. Be coming in for the bottom of the sixth. Guerrero pops one back. Fastball, broken bat, fisted out towards second, caught in the grass by Salas. Let's put the ball in play three times in the air. All three times caught by the Hammerheads. A 1-2-3 inning for Quiñones. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Looks like a new pitcher coming on for St. Lucie. No score.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Suda Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Suda Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Dylan Hall about to make his second appearance of this series. Cleaned up the fourth inning on Wednesday behind Franklin Sanchez. Only threw seven pitches. Got a couple of outs. Hall in 6 2/3 innings this year across four appearances has not given up a run. Mets needing to be good again. We are scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. Brady Allen, the batter, followed by Johnson and Rodriguez, the middle of the Jupiter order. Hall's first pitch is rocked into left field for a base hit. Allen was ready to hit. First pitch single. Leadoff man aboard for Jupiter for the first time since the first inning. Now, Cyrus Johnson next. One for two at the pop out and a single. First pitch, he bunts, and it's foul. Got bunt on the curveball, not an easy one to do. Final line for Carson Seymour, four innings, three hits, no runs, a walk, three punch-outs. He threw 61 pitches, 41 strikes. He's up to nine innings now. Pick off, got him. Hall, the spin and throw, the tag on the back by Wold to Allen, picks him off. Mets dugout excited about that one. So Seymour, nine innings without giving up a run to start his St. Lucie career. Here's, a ground ball, a line drive foul to the third base side. It one hops and hits the back of the catcher in the bullpen, who's got his back turned. Oh, no. He's okay. There's a swing and a miss by Johnson, and Jose Rivera will tag him out for out number two. Oh, no, 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 no. So soft line drive foul by Johnson. Ball one hops and hits the back of the bullpen catcher. He's got his back to the field because he's catching the relief pitcher in the bullpen. They always have a bullpen protector, a catcher or a reliever down there who's, you know, watching the game, protecting the bullpen catcher's back. The guy didn't stop it. Oh, no, 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 no. We have to be better than that now. Poor, poor Jupiter catcher down there. And he give him credit as this pitch is swung and missed by Rodriguez. Like, he had no idea it was coming. He stayed in the crouch. You could tell he was in pain, but more annoyed than anything. Here's a ground ball out to short. Newton fields it, throws to first. Rodriguez is out. Easy inning for Dylan Hall, especially after he got the pickoff. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on. Here comes the seventh inning. No score on a Sunday afternoon.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
I don't really know how much action there is in this game. No score as we play into the seventh inning. Jupiter out hitting the Mets 5-4. Each team has an error. New pitcher on the mound for Jupiter is right-hander Tommy Nance from Santa Clara, California. Nance played with the Cubs last year, signed as a free agent this season.
Leading off the seventh inning, the designated hitter is number 24, Raul Banchier.
Nance apparently just a straight minor leaguer, no rehab or anything, and he faces Raul Bercierta. First pitch blows a fastball by him. Well, Nance, yeah, he even from the press box, he looks more experienced, we'll say. Bigger, thicker, big beard. Not like the youngins out there. There's a swing and a miss from Bercierta on a slider. And Nance, 31 years old. Any short appearance for him, too. As there's a blooper in the center, Johnson spies it and catches it, and Bercierta is out to start the top of the seventh. Jupiter already has another pitcher warming up down there. So Yolín Quiñones, four batters, four outs, ending in the third perfect. Did not strike out a batter. 13 pitches, 9 strikes, quite efficient. Here's Wolds against Nance, and Nance throws a curveball low. Piers Hall will continue for the Mets in the home seventh inning. Curveball for a strike on the corner. Around the Florida State League today, all games that started at noon getting late. Fort Myers leads at Dunedin 2-1 in the seventh. Clearwater trying for the 6-game sweep of Tampa. Clearwater leads 5-1 in the seventh. There's a ground ball harmlessly out to second, fielded by Salas. He throws to first to retire Wold. Two gone. Palm Beach and Lakeland started
at
1:05. They're in the bottom of the first, and ooh, we got a high-scoring game there, 3-2 in the first inning. Wow. Some of these games will be lucky to be 3-2 by the end. It's 3-2 in the ninth and first. Bradenton and Daytona, 5:35 start in Daytona. Ugh. Sorry, Marauders. Hope you enjoyed your time on the beach. A ball that's foul tipped by Rivera. Nance, that was a curveball outside. One, two count. Pitch home. Inside, curveball curved late. 2-2. Fastball home on the outside corner, taken for a called third strike. No challenge from Rivera. A 1-2-3 appearance for Nance. Stretch time at the Dean. No score between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Dylan Hall will face the bottom of the Jupiter order. In the home seventh. No score. Both teams had a runner at third, one out in the first inning. Couldn't get him in, and that's been the best scoring opportunity for each team. We have a strike call and a challenge by Barstad. And the challenge is won by Barstad. Overturned. There's a strike. That's the Jupiter first challenge of the day. There's one low, 2-1. First challenge for Jupiter, a win, so they get to keep all three. Mets lost a challenge a couple innings ago. Well, they have two. 2-1 pitch, curveball, missed. 3-1. Pitch to Barstad outside. That was a good challenge. That at-bat's probably different if the challenge isn't made, and it's a strike. Lead-off walk and a tie game late. Never a good thing for the pitcher. Here's Zubia, who has struck out and grounded out. The second walk issued by the Mets today. First pitch to Zubia is a ball. All set with the 1-0. Breaking ball, good one. At the knees for a called strike. Hall's curveball, hot shot, eats up the third baseman Lugo and deflects into left field. Boy, if Lugo could have gloved that cleanly, which is extremely difficult, probably a double play just because they would have had so much time. But it froze him on the one hop, deflect off his glove into left field. That'll be a hit for Zubia, and it's first and second, no outs for the Hammerheads, and they have a great chance here to score the game's first run. Tough break for the Mets. If Lugo gets that into his glove cleanly, Probably two. Here's a bunt, and it's missed by Rivera to the backstop, a pass ball. Barstad to third, Zuby to second. That hurts. That was a good pitch. I think it was it a strike call or not? I think it was a ball. That's a catchable ball, though. So Caballero, the batter, who was trying to bunt, doesn't have to now. Mets infield in. Pitch is high for ball two. Fastball grounded to Newton at short. He'll hold the runner at third. Throws to first. That retires Caballero. One down. Does not bring in a run. Again, the infield for the Mets drawn in, but it can only come so far. Rule state, you have to have the four infielders on the dirt. Usually you think about that. It's to keep the infielders from going to the outfield grass into a shift, but it also keeps guys from coming in too far. Khalil Watson up, and he takes a ball low. Now Watson's had a good day with a double and a single. Back to that hard-hit ball to Lugo. It was 100 miles an hour off the bat. And at an infielder, that's extremely difficult. Watson fouls one away, a 1-1. Started with a walk, then a single, and then the passed ball. Watson takes a back foot breaking ball. Two and one. Breaking ball fouled off. Would have been ball three, but Watson went after it. More action in the Mets bullpen. Josh Cornelli has not made an appearance yet in this series. Throwing quickly. 2-2, big pitch coming from Hall. It's blooped into left field. Running over is De Los Santos. He's going to make the catch. He has a hose, but he has no play. Just throws it back to third base. It's a sac fly for Watson. Barstad scores. 1-0 Jupiter. They have broken through here in the home seventh. That leadoff walk hurts. The challenge by Barstad. To turn a ball in or a strike into a ball was big. Changed the whole count. Changed the at-bat. Now it's a lead for Jupiter. Not through the inning yet, as Isan Diaz takes a strike. As Zuby is still out there on second with two outs. Diaz one for two. Pokes one towards the hole. Stopped by Newton. High throw. And it pulls Wold off the bag. Relatively easy play there for Newton. Just a bad throw high. Wold had to jump up to catch it by the time he landed back on the bag. Diaz was safe. That will be an E6. Zubia down to third. They're at the corners for Salas, who here he is. Another chance with the runner in scoring position, and he fouls one off. One nothing Hammerheads. They're at the corners with two outs in the home seventh. Pitch to Salas is popped up. This is going to be tough. De Los Santos charging in. He's lost his hat, and he tries to catch it, and he does. Down to his knees, reaching out to his left, trying not to get run over by Newton. Somehow makes the catch. Not a great inning for the Mets with the error, the walk, and the run allowed, but it could have spiraled out of control had De Los Santos not made that nice play. Well, the Mets down for the first time today, and now they're running out of outs. We're going to the eighth.
Now, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Omar De Los Santos set to lead off for the Mets in the eighth against the new pitcher, ready Josh Roberson. De Los Santos 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Jupiter leads 1-0 on the sac fly from Watson. Here's a ball down the line and fair into the corner and right. De Los Santos into second. He's trying for three as it's bobbled around, and he will make it standing up with a triple. Not a clean dig by Allen in the right field corner. De Los Santos can fly, and he is at third base to lead things off in the eighth. The Mets poised to tie this game up now as we go back to the top of the lineup and Dominguez. Good response from De Los Santos, who just maybe saved the Mets in the game with that falling catch and left on his knees. Trying not to be screened by Newton. And here's Dominguez, who's 0-for-2 with the walk. Infield in for Jupiter. Dominguez squibs one foul down the first base side, and it will stay foul. It had that English on it. Made you believe it might turn back fair. Roberson, the pitch home, grounded, left side, fielded by the third baseman. High throw, but the tag made by Zubia. Came off the bag and tagged Dominguez in the chest. That does not get the tying run in. 5-3 ground out as Diaz fielded it, checked the runner.
Center fielder number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
Now here's Consuegra. And he takes a ball outside. Correction, that's not Diaz at third base. That's Sanoja. So Isan Diaz out of the game after 7 innings. Got his fourth at-bat and done. And Swager swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Strike 2. Or correction, strike 1. Those are the type of pitches the Mets have to avoid in this situation as the game tightens up. And Swager, 2-for-3, a single and a double. Roberson's pitch is taken for a strike on the corner, and it's 1-2. Now Swager's got to find a way to protect. The Don't swing at the pitch in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Wasn't in the dirt, but it was not a strike. And Swager strikes out. Now the Mets in danger of wasting a leadoff triple down a run. And it's up to Shervin Newton, who's had a tough game today. 0-for-3 at the plate, plus an error in the field. And he come through with the hit on his birthday to tie the game. First pitch, he grounds one fair over the third base bag, down the line. And it's going to be a game-tying hit for Newton. He's chugging into second base with his eighth double of the season to lead all Florida State leaguers. It's 1-1. Good piece of hitting by Newton, just slapping it down the third base line right over the bag, fair all the way. Clutch piece of hitting by Newton. You knew he had to have a hit on his birthday. A game-tying hit with two outs in the eighth. How about that? Now can the Mets take the lead? Well, they have the batter up who's been their best hitter and their most clutch hitter of the series, Newton. Newton broke a tie, or rather Lugo. Lugo broke a tie in the seventh inning yesterday with two outs. Can he do it with two outs in the eighth today? Breaking ball, a high strike. Newton, the go-ahead run on second, a 1-1 is the new score. Roberson's pitch is flared out to second. Sal is calling for it and catching, and the inning is over. So the Mets narrowly avoid missing out on the game-tying opportunity. They do cash in and tie it up, but leave the go-ahead run on third. We got a brand new ball game, 1-1, as we move to the bottom of the eighth.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Mets is Joshua Cornely, taking over in the eighth of a 1-1 game, his first appearance of the series. He'll face Allen, Johnson, and Rodriguez, the middle of the order. Dylan Hall, two innings, a hit, a run, it was earned, a walk, and a strikeout. I tried to replay the inning in my head and seeing if it could be an unearned run. Got the pass ball mixed in there, but I guess not. Cornely pumps in a strike. It's 1-1 on Allen, who is 1-for-3 with a single and a strikeout. Breaking ball popped up out to left field. Newton waving for it. That's him screaming he's got it, and he does, over by the foul line. Allen out. Grant Hartwig soft tossing in the Mets bullpen. Hoping for perhaps a save opportunity in the ninth. Cyrus Johnson up. He's 1-for-3. Takes a fastball high. Jupiter got a run in the bottom of the seventh on a sac fly, taking advantage of a leadoff walk, which featured a challenge turning a strike to a ball from Cameron Barstad. Excellent use of a challenge. Mets tied it with a two-out double by Newton moments ago in the eighth after De Los Santos tripled to start the inning. There's grave concern, at least in the broadcast booth, that the Mets might squander that opportunity. But Newton picks up his teammates. Time called. We got a loose ball in the field. Gilbert will go get it. Breaking ball, low for ball four. A four-pitch walk for Cornelli. Cyrus Johnson on base. Keep an eye on him. He had that strange stolen base back in the fourth inning where he just took off as Jose Rivera, the catcher, was just tossing the ball back to the pitcher, Carson Seymour. There's Christian Rodriguez. He takes the ball outside, and Cornelli has now thrown five in a row off the mark. Wonder if the long layoff from game action might be affecting him. He actually pitched in the opener. As he throws this ball outside, it's 2-0. Only two-thirds of an inning on Tuesday, just four pitches. So I think you can see why I forgot that he appeared. The 2-0 is no good. All three. Seven in a row have missed. Three-o pitch. He does pump it over. Took a little bit off, it looked like. 3-1. One pitch outside. 8 out of 9 pitches have missed. This is a bad time for Cornelli to lose the strike zone. Two consecutive walks with one out in the eighth inning of a tie game. Cam Barstad will come to the plate. Already got that good eye after walking in the seventh. Hartwig, he was throwing in the Mets bullpen, but that might have just been, I'm not sure why, but he's not throwing now, and this is on Cornelli, who throws a ball inside. That's 9 out of 10 that have missed. He can't find it. Well, there's no help coming, is the point. Cornelli's pitch is a fly ball into left. Does De Los Santos have room? Nope, it's in the bleachers foul. Those bleachers cut in deep into the foul territory. Out and left. Omar right up against the wall. Ball and a strike count. 1-1 score, one out, bottom of the eighth. Runners on first and second. Have a little offense going here late in this game after not much through the first 6.5 innings. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Good curve, best pitch of the day for Cornelli, and now he's working ahead. Cornelli, the 1-2 to Barstad. Back foot breaking ball. Barstad holds up. Can't tell you how many times this series players have swung at that pitch. More often than not, for sure. Barstad trying to lock in the 2-2. He chops one off the mound. This is going to be a tough play. Newton fields it, throws all in one motion, throws it away into the Mets dugout. And that's going to bring in the go-ahead run. Johnson scores on the air. Newton's second of the game. and it's 2-1 Jupiter. Newton always very casual with the throws. And that's not a criticism. He just has such great arm strength. All the throws look the same. So smooth and effortless. And that was a shocker to see that one that far off of first base. And it was a tough play, but with the catcher Barstad running, certainly would have been out if it had been accurate. Now Zuby up now, and he takes a strike. So bad error there, but again, the walks to set it up. Both Jupiter runners who have scored have reached on walks. There's a foul tip from Zubia. Some anger in that pitch, and it's nothing in two. And time called at the plate. Granted. Infield in again for the Mets as the 0-2 bounces in front of Rivera, but he blocks it up the third base side. Well, not only the error bringing Osiris Johnson, but the other two runners advanced as well as it went to the Mets dugout. So you have Rodriguez at third, Barstad on second. Only one out, so the Mets not set up for a double play, hence playing in. There's a swing and a miss. Zubia strikes out. Or a big second out. He can't drive in an insurance run. Well, they're calling it an infield single for Barstad, then the E6. No RBI. There's a pitch for a strike.
Now batting left fielder number 14, Jorge Caballero.
Caballero. Caballero 0 for 2 at the walk. Cornelius pitch runs inside. Mets in the ninth, down at least one. We'll have Guerrera and Bercierta and Wold to hit. It looks like somebody other than Roberson, as Jupiter has another pitcher warming in the pen. And there's a ball outside and a grunt from Corneli. Two balls and a strike. Two-one up high for ball three. Yeah, last two innings for the Mets after they pitched it so well. Played pretty good defense first through six innings. Last two innings have featured three walks, two errors, and a pass ball. Inopportune time for that. The game tied. There's a breaking ball. Did he go on appeal? No. Caballero works a walk. Third walk of the inning from Corneli. And Hartwig back to throwing again. And Cleo Watson comes up with a chance to maybe put this game away. Victor Ramos heading out to the mound for a visit, trying to settle Corneli down and get one more out from him. So the inning started with a pop out. That was good. And then Osiris Johnson and Christian Rodriguez work back-to-back walks. Eight balls in a nine-pitch span. And Barstad hit that one off the front of the plate. But Newton scrambled in, made the sidearm throw, threw it away into the Mets' dugout. That allowed runners to advance a base, which meant Osiris Johnson scoring the tie-breaking run. A strikeout and a walk have the bases loaded and two outs for Watson. With a sack fly last inning to give Jupiter a lead that the Mets would erase quickly. Now they're up again 2-1. There's a pitch for a strike. And a challenge call by Watson and he loses.
Call up held, 0-1.
0-1. Two challenges left for the Hammerheads. Won their first, lost their second. There's a ground ball up the middle. It goes right over the bag, but Newton's there to field it and runs to second for the force out of Caballero. Watson out on a fielder's choice. Bases left loaded, but damage done. As a couple of walks and an error lead to Jupiter taking a 2-1 lead. Mets down to their final three outs when we come back.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Tyler Ekberg on looking for the save. Pitched a couple of days ago. 2 innings, 3 hits, no runs, and 4 strikeouts.
Leading off the ninth inning, second baseman, number 20.
Was in the Mets' 1-0 win. He pitched well, and Jupiter hopes he pitches well again. Guerrero, Bercierta, and Wolf will try to tie this thing up and send it on to extra innings, or at least extend the game to the bottom of the ninth. And it's a sharp slider for a strike one. Guerrero today 0 for 3, split the ball in play all 3 times. Round out, fly out, pop out. Ekberg's pitch, a slider for strike two. This game was scoreless till the bottom of the seventh. Jupiter scratched across a run. Mets tied it in the eighth. Jupiter untied it in the bottom half. Slider popped up foul, and that will get out of play. It's been a low-scoring, close competitive series. Jupiter leads the series 3-2, trying to win the series. And the Mets their first series loss. Guerrero takes a called third strike on the inside corner. Will not challenge. Would be a lost challenge. It was a good pitch. Well, the Mets were striking out a ton earlier in the game. They've kind of cut down on that. But that is their 11th strikeout overall today. Here's Bercierta. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. 0-1. That fastball is definitely running in on the inner half of the plate to these righties. Slider down and away. Ball and a strike. Bears here to look out. Dodges this fastball inside. 2 balls and a strike. Ekberg leans in. He's set. The pitch. lined out to second. Scuffled around by Salas. Picks up, throws to first. Not in time. Bear-Sierta hustles through. That ball just out of the reach of the pitcher. Ekberg backhanded at deep second by Salas, but not cleanly. Struggled to pick it up. Made a decent throw. Bear-Sierta just barely beats it out. I'd call that a hit. Not my call, though. Wold grounds one to Salas. Could be two. Salas throws to second for one. The throw back to first is not going to be in time from the shortstop, Rodriguez. So Wold, the fielder's choice, but the Mets will live to see another pitch. Wold not that far off from rolling it through the right side of the infield. And now it comes down to Rivera. The tying run on first. Rivera, 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. Ekberg's pitch, breaking ball, fouled away to the right, strike one.
Now batting catcher number 9, Jose Rivera.
2-1 Jupiter, two outs, top of the ninth. Last chance for St. Lucie. Ekberg, the delivery, and a ball inside. The pitch, a strike at the knees. 1-2. Mets down to their last strike. Rivera trying to avoid the golden sombrero, the dreaded four-strikeout game, and keep the game alive. The pitch, he takes low. Good take. Pitch started at the bottom of the zone and dipped out. 2-2. Pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Rivera strikes out. It is the golden sombrero. 0-4 four-strikeout game, and the game is over. A disappointing finish for the Mets to this series as Jupiter forms that happy high-five line between the mound and second. Jupiter wins 2-1, taking advantage of walks, errors, pass ball in the seventh and eighth inning to scratch across their two runs. It'll be a tough one for the Mets to swallow as they head into the off day tomorrow. Now, Jupiter also wins the series, 4-2. Mets drop to 9-6 on the year. Jupiter to 8-7. Division lead for St. Lucie has 1 game over the Hammerheads. Winning pitcher today, Josh Roberson, despite the blown save. The losing pitcher, Joshua Cornelli, just didn't throw enough strikes there in the eighth inning, cost him, and the save to Ekberg. 2 in the final. We'll step aside for the postgame show. Come back to wrap up a disappointing day at the ballpark for the Mets.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, high atop the action. Second floor broadcasting booth, Adam McDonald with you. Frustrating day, frustrating series overall for the Mets. They have to feel like they were close. Inopportune walks in the series from the pitchers. Not enough hitting with runners in scoring position. Mets could have easily flipped this thing and maybe won four or five of the games. But some things to clean up before they head home to Clover Park to start a six-gamer with Daytona on Tuesday. Let's get to the scoring summary. Started in the seventh inning, the bottom half, Jupiter finally broke through. A leadoff walk to Cameron Barstad. Again, he took a strike to make a count 1-2, overturned to a ball, made it 2-1 when he challenged, won the challenge. He ended up walking against Dylan Hall. Then a single from Zubia, made it first and second. Then a pass ball on Rivera, moved Barstad to third. Khalil Watson drove him in on a sac fly, so Jupiter manufactures that run with the Mets' help. Make it 1-0. Mets tied it in the eighth. Omar De Los Santos triples into the right field corner to lead off the inning. A little hairy there as he was still there with two outs, but Shervin Newton had a rough day in the field. Doubled on his birthday, his league-leading eighth double that tied the game at one. But then in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Mets gave it right back as Johnson, with one out, worked a four-pitch walk for Cornelli. Christian Rodriguez then took a walk on five pitches from Cornelli. It made it first and second. Cameron Barstad bounced an infield single over the mound. Shervin Newton threw the ball away into the Mets' dugout. That moved Watson from third all the way home to make it 2-1. And that was the game-deciding play right there. Although the Mets did have some chances on offense, especially in the first inning, ground rule double and a stolen base for Stanley Kunswager. He was at third with one out. Mets couldn't get him home. That would have helped their cause. Mets ending up going 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They were 5-for-55 with runners in scoring position this series. If they were 8-for-55, they might have two more wins. That's, you don't need to be perfect in runners in scoring position, but you got to be a little better than 5-for-5, 5-for-55. Box score, starting with the line score, 1 run, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Mets. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Jupiter. Hitters in the game, Kunswager 2-for-4, Bercierta 2-for-4, and Newton 1-for-4 with his eighth double on his birthday. De Los Santos also 2-for-3. With his first triple of the season. Hitters for Jupiter, Watson bounced back after a tough one last night, went 2-for-4 with the double and RBI. Hitters, pitchers in the game, Hamill for the Mets, basically the opener, scoreless first inning. Carson Seymour, 4 innings, scoreless followed. 3 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Dylan Hall, 2 innings. 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, a walk, a strikeout. And Cornelli pitched the final inning, a hit, a run. The 3 walks stung him, and 1 strikeout. For Jupiter, Bargallo, 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, a walk, and 8 strikeouts. Came out there with injury. His ERA drops to a 0.66. Quiñones, an inning and a third perfect. Nance, a perfect inning. Roberson, a blown save and a win. He's 1-1. An inning, 2 hits, and a run. No walks, a strikeout. Ekberg with a scoreless ninth, including 2 strikeouts. Jupiter pitchers struck out the Mets 12 times today. So again, the Mets striking out about half their outs in the series were strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 15 minutes, back to normal after the lengthy 3-hour and 7-minute affair last night. And there was no attendance today. They're not allowed to announce attendance if it's closed to the public. Now the Mets turn their attention to Daytona. The Tortugas, the team, not the city. The Mets are going to open a 6-game homestand on Tuesday at Clover Park. Maybe getting back to a more familiar environment will help wake up the bats, and they can put this rough offensive series behind them. First of 6 games starts on Tuesday. First pitch coming at 6:10. We're back on MILB TV, which you can pay for. Use the promo code St. Lucie to get a $10 discount. If you just want free, you can listen on the internet radio. But back on MILB TV, we'll go airtime at 6 p.m. sharp on Tuesday. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Jupiter, The Hammerheads edge the St. Lucie Mets 2-1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. I hope everybody out there in Radioland has a pleasant remainder of their day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.